Last weekend it was a big weekend of international footy, but there's going to be a prize at the end of those international friendlies. And then, of course, we've got the EPL back in action this weekend. And then the FFA Cup's going to be in action this week as well on the local scene. So our football experts have arrived. Robbie Slater and Phil Moss, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Tico. There's shenanigans going on in here. Hey, Rob, get out.
Can I deal with the first one? This is going to be up against Sydney FC, Robbie Slater.
Yes, good morning.
Andrea Pirlo.
Yes.
Who, a bloke you actually played against, he's an Italian legend, mate. There's a chance he could be coming down for Avondale to take on Sydney FC.
It's an extraordinary story, Pirlo. It's Pirlo, you knuckleheads. You should know that, Laurie.
Well, what is
Pirlo, not Pirlo.
That's right,
cool. So we'll start...
Pre-segment stitch-up.
Mm. Yeah, because Laurie was asking how do you pronounce it.
I
told him Pirlo.
You told us a lie.
But anyway, it's a very good morning to everyone. Yes, we know him very well. Yeah, he was very young when he started off at Brescia. Obviously, an unbelievable career. And, yeah, it's a bit of a scoop for Avondale. It'll be great for the FFA Cup. I mean, obviously, you know, he's spent 3 years in the US now and, you know, well-known to Italian fans, he'd certainly attract a crowd, but yeah.
What type of money would they get paid to come and play in a one-off game?
Oh, look, who knows? I mean, Avondale's home ground is called Reggio Calabria Club, so the Italian heritage runs very, very deep at the club, and who knows what they'd wrestle together to get someone like Pirlo out. The stage was set with Kostas Katsouranis coming out for Heidelberg in 2015.
That.
So the preseason
do you remember
been
that?
Set.
I do
Katsouranis, remember?
I do, because of his name. But he what I'm good. Asking, I'm okay, I'm for it, but only if they win. He's got to come back for the next leg.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, TK.
Because otherwise, you know...
They won't win.
You get...
They can't beat Sydney.
Look
even with Pirlo.
Not with him?
Even with Pirlo.
Okay. But if they did win, he's then got to come back. Otherwise, it's just a downer to go watch them without him.
Well, I'll tell you, he's getting on.
39.
I might take my boots down, I guess, for Sydney.
Okay, so you're saying can't win.
Mossy played against Pirlo as well on PlayStation.
Oh, that's harsh.
Wow.
That's harsh.
I tried to be Robbie Slater on that, but
listen,
I couldn't find him.
Now, listen, I was on the very first PlayStation, I'll let you know. Now, I'm going to be very well-behaved this week and very nice because Mossy didn't talk to me for 2 weeks after the last episode.
So Avondale can't beat Sydney FC even with Pirlo. What do you think?
Pirlo.
No, Sydney FC to win.
Sydney FC to win. Yep. 3-1. First goal scorer, Bobo. Oh, sorry, he's left.
Bobo, he left.
Oh, that's right, he's left. Lafondre.
Well done. Well, you've done your homework.
See, I was testing you there, Laurie. But all seriousness, I think it's a great effort from the club down there to get a star like Pirlo across. Of course, he's not, you know, his best days have gone past, but he's a genuine great, one of the Italian greats. I mean, I think he played nearly 600 games.
Yeah.
Well over 100 games for Italy. Of course, we know him well because we played against him in 2006. With the famous non-dive, because it wasn't a dive, but we all call it a dive, from Grosso over Lucas Neal. But, it'd be a very, very special game.
And we saw him not long ago, actually. He came out here with Juventus when they played the A-League All-Stars.
Mm.
And he was phenomenal that night.
Okay.
He, in a lot of ways, I think I said this yesterday, but he redefined how number sixes, defensive midfielders, play. Because he was the first real playmaker from the back of midfield. Everything that they did in the teams he played for went through him to start the play.
You noticed that, Laurie, though.
I did notice that, Robbie. I did notice that. Now, you guys have all been supporters of Bolt, trialling.
No, wait a second. You guys. I'm still... You're using it as a past tense. I am still a supporter of Usain Bolt, in spite of what you're going to say.
In
spite of what I've been hearing from this very radio station this week about you two really having a little bit of fun with this.
Yes, we have.
Disrespectful.
Been. Well, it's not disrespectful, because if he was fair dinkum, he would have stayed in Australia.
I'm with Laurie.
To trial and take it seriously. You can't just...
He's an international. He's an international global superstar.
Yeah.
The league doesn't kick off till October 21 or 19.
Right.
I think the Friday 19th.
Right.
He's got plenty of time to go and do what he's got to do.
So if someone wants to go off and do
it's
a commercial,
not just,
from...
it's not just someone. Laurie, listen, you should know. You just took off willy nilly to Italy and Croatia,
on
your boat and sending photographs, or, you know, back to us to rub it in. So if you can do it, certainly Usain Bolt can.
Well, your thoughts,
can I put
Mossy?
My coach's cap on?
Oh, here we go. Wait a sec. How many caps has he got?
The footage I've seen
You'd
of
be
him,
filthy.
in the promotion that he's done. He's running on thin air. He's doing somersaults over the finish line. He's just trying to recreate his body from thin a sprinter into a footballer. And he's putting himself at risk of injury in the promotion that he did, not to mention the amount of flying he's done. He's played 20 minutes in a pre-season game. He's got no momentum going into pre-season now because it's all thrown out the window. So he's basically got to start again when he gets back.
I hope this is printed. So what cap are you going to put on now? That was the coach's cap.
Well, oh, I'm with you.
I mean, thought the comes on in 20 minutes.
No, I thought the coach's cap was put up in,
Rob,
put away.
Jokes aside, it's a poor look.
It's not a poor look. He's a different case. He's a different case.
Why is he a different case, though, Rob? I know what you're saying.
He's coming from so far
back. I know
what
you're saying, Boulder. I get that. But if you're trying to build
a
team culture...
How long has he gone for?
A week.
A week.
A week's fine.
Right. So what happens if some of the other players say to the coach, listen, I need to take a week off.
I need to go and do an international ad and running on thin air. Name me one Central Coast player and name me a Central Coast player.
What happens if one bloke just wants to go on a holiday, wants to go to a friend's wedding,
it's a team sport.
Whatever.
A friend's wedding. If there's one thing I've learned.
Hang on.
If there's one thing I've learned. Right? Yeah. Thank you, TK. If there's one thing I've learned in my vast experience of weddings is don't bother going. They don't last.
When he arrived, he said, I don't want any special treatment. Yes or no?
He did. That's exactly what he said.
What's the special treatment? I think you're all way off the mark. I haven't got a red card, but I've got a pink pen. That's a yellow card,
On.
And for you, that's a red card, being a football person.
Two big, massive EPL games. Good to have the EPL back this weekend.
Yes.
We've got Spurs $3 at tab.com.au up against Liverpool, who everyone seems to cheer for at $2.20. Firstly, what do you think, Rob?
Yeah, look, I think it has got draw written over it. But okay. I'm going to, as a true fan, so it's not really heart, but it's head as well. I think... Tottenham haven't been playing that well, in spite of it's not the fact they just lost to Watford.
Sure.
They beat United, but they weren't convincing. I think Liverpool will win this. I think they will win it well. And I've got a correct score of Liverpool 3, Tottenham Hotspurs 1, with Sadio Mane, your first goal scorer.
Mane, the first goal scorer. Correct score, 3-1 Liverpool.
I'm going to do the right thing by our punters and tip with my head,
The right thing by our punters would be walk out that door right now.
Liverpool. That's quite good for you.
You're going to put one on his chin soon, aren't you, Lossie? You've got to put one straight on
next week, Loz, you're sitting between us. I'm tipping a 2-2 draw. Salah and Eriksen for either side. Both went away and scored for their national teams during the week. Liverpool, I didn't think, were that convincing against Leicester last start, even though they got the win.
Okay.
So I'm tipping 2-2.
Yeah. What about this? Watford, undefeated Watford.
Yes.
$4. They're the outsiders against Man U, $1.90, and the draw $3.40. Rob,
I'll let the Wolf go first.
Mourinho tripped over this week in front of the cameras.
I saw that.
And I think that's symptomatic of the season. And I think Manchester United will trip over again this weekend. Watford to keep their unblemished record.
And that's
intact.
At home. It's at home.
At
for
home.
Watford. Yep.
At Watford, I think they win 1-0.
Here's
the footage here, Rob.
What footage?
Look at Mourinho.
Yeah, I know, I've already seen it.
There he goes.
It's embarrassing when you're trying to act cool too, isn't it?
That was
trip
a good
over.
One.
You know the old, I'm cool. Bang.
Bang.
And then you get up stages.
Sorry,
installments.
Mate. Correct score?
1-0, Watford.
1-0, Watford. What about you, Rob?
No, I think United will win. I don't think it'll be easy. Watford are on this unbelievable start to the season. No one expected. I got United to win 2-1 to keep Jose just in the job. I got Lukaku as the first goal scorer, who scored a couple for Belgium in their last game. And
you love Lukaku.
I got half-time draw. Half-time draw, United to win 2-1.
Okay.
You love Lukaku.
Good second half.
Good
three goals.
Second
half. Three goals in the second half.
No. I said half-time draw, so it might be 1-1.
I'll tell you what what gave me confidence to tip Watford is their last up win over Spurs. Until Spurs, they hadn't really... Watford, all due respect to Watford, but they hadn't come up against any big ones.
Big team, yeah.
They come up against Spurs and they beat them.
Do they beat two in a row? That's the question.
Yeah, that's right. True.
It's rare.
That's the market.
But it could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen. Now, I've got a multi.
What multi?
What is it?
Multi. I'm not telling you.
He's a multitasker.
I'm a
multi-millionaire.
Well, I was. I was very comfortable until the first of all, and then the second one's just killed me. But anyway, Manchester City to win. These are all to win. Liverpool to win, Everton to beat West Ham, continue West Ham's. That kills me to do that. I don't really want that to happen, but I think Pellegrini's in big trouble. So I'll tip Everton at Goodison and Palace to win at Huddersfield. And I'm going to put, because just going on what we were talking about before, I'm going to put about $1 million on this to get back into the money.
Okay, that's $11.90 that adds up for
that's
Robbie.
A good multi,
have
like
you
that.
Found a multi yeah. for us?
I have. I've gone, again, EPL into La Liga in Spain.
La Liga.
You've done your homework.
They've put up Tottenham there, but it's not. It's Tottenham and Liverpool draw.
Right. Draw.
Can't be changing.
So Ace in the little booth over there.
No wonder Nab's falling
but
apart.
I'm tipping the draw, Tottenham and Liverpool. I'm tipping Watford to get over Manchester United. And Atletico Madrid, who have had a poor start to La Liga, will get the points over Eibar. They've only scored 2 goals. They've had 1 win, 1 draw, 1 loss. They're 7 points behind Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Okay.
They will bounce back
Laurie,
this weekend.
What do you think about the tactical disposition of Eibar?
You know what, Robbie? Eibar, don't know who they are.
They're in La Liga.
Well,
don't know who they are. Do you know anyone that plays for them, Rob?
Do you know what? There's many ways to climb a mountain.
You were listening earlier.
Deflection.
Oh, the great Terry Kennedy. Who did you steal that quote from, by the way?
Somebody. I can't remember who. Now, Phil Moss is multi. It's paying $16.20, so we'll just double-check that. He's gone across to Tottenham v Liverpool, the draw. Watford to win and cause the upset against Man U, and then Atletico Madrid to find some form against a side we all love.
Eibar.
Well done, Robbie. Well done, Mossy.
I think that's tip-top. That's
smooth.
Yeah, I think it was very smooth this
really
morning.
Really good.
No animosity whatsoever.
No, it
started off a little bit nasty.
By the way, we forgot to tip NAB this week because they've held their variable rates.
They have.
Outstanding.
Here we go. There goes got a job for the week. Hey, you must be going to a barbecue today.
Look at Maddie. She's in stitches.
I don't know whether they'll last.
She's going to be in good mood for the news.
They won't.
You know what? Maddie does find some unusual people funny. You're one of them, I guess.
Say bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.